Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
So breaking news this morning, several people have been stabbed at Hainault's underground station in northeast London.
The UK is reeling today over a sword attack in northeast London that resulted in the death of a 14-year-old boy, four others taken to hospital and police officers being injured. In eerily similar scenes to the Bondi Junction stabbing, a man was captured on video wielding a blade, causing panic among those nearby. The ordeal began when reports flooded into emergency services about a man brandishing a sword near a London underground station, sparking panic among locals. Officers were called shortly before 7 a.m. to reports of a vehicle being driven into a house in the Thurlow Gardens area. A grey transporter van had collided with the house. Fearing an accident had taken place, one man went over to see if the driver was okay before he was attacked. Stumbling out of the crash, a man in a yellow hoodie asked a woman for his location before she saw him pull a huge blade out of his trousers, and then he launched a further attack. And now four people remain in hospital with injuries believed not to be life-threatening. Both police officers who were attacked have significant injuries and will require surgery, according to the Metropolitan Police. A 36-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder, and police said they were not looking for further suspects. The incident did not appear to be terror-related, nor is there believed to be an ongoing threat to the wider community. The suspect is also in hospital after sustaining injuries in that crash, meaning police have so far been unable to question him about his motives. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak condemned the violence, and his sentiments were echoed by the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who praised the courage of emergency responders and urged the public to await further updates from authorities.